Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Storyteller's Secret by Carmine Gallo explores why certain talks, pitches, and presentations stay with us long after the lights go down. Drawing on widely discussed examples from TED and other public stages, Gallo argues that the most persuasive communicators do not rely on slides or credentials alone. They build connection through narrative, clarity, and emotion, shaping information into meaning. The book positions storytelling as a learnable performance skill rather than a rare gift, and it examines how speakers translate personal passion into messages that move audiences to think, feel, and act. Across profiles of entrepreneurs, activists, scientists, and business leaders, Gallo highlights recurring patterns behind memorable ideas, a clear mission, a relatable human arc, vivid details, and delivery choices that signal authenticity. For readers who present at work, teach, sell, lead teams, or advocate for change, the book offers a practical lens on how to craft stories that earn attention and make ideas easier to understand and repeat. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, purpose and passion as the engine of a memorable message. A central theme is that audiences respond first to why a speaker cares, not only to what the speaker knows. Gallo emphasizes that inspirational communicators begin with a mission, a problem they feel compelled to solve, or a belief they want others to share. This sense of purpose becomes the organizing force for the talk, helping the audience track the point and remember it later. The book connects passion to credibility in a modern context. Expertise matters, but genuine conviction makes expertise visible and emotionally accessible. When the why is clear, the speaker can choose stories, examples, and data that reinforce the same North Star instead of piling on facts. The result is a message that feels coherent and urgent. In practical terms, this topic encourages readers to articulate their own driving idea, define who they want to help, and identify the stakes of the problem. It also reframes anxiety about public speaking, suggesting that nerves can be redirected into energy when the speaker is anchored in a cause bigger than personal performance. The audience senses that focus and tends to lean in. Secondly, story structure that turns information into meaning. Gallo highlights that compelling talks often follow recognizable narrative patterns. Rather than presenting a list of points, strong speakers take listeners on a journey with a beginning, middle, and end, using tension and resolution to create forward momentum. This topic centers on how a well-shaped story makes complex ideas easier to understand, because the audience can place facts inside a human context. Gallo points to the power of a relatable protagonist, a challenge that introduces conflict, and a turning point that reveals insight. Even in business or technical settings, the protagonist can be a customer, a team, a community, or the speaker themselves, as long as the situation is clear and specific. The book also stresses economy. Stories should serve the core message, not become entertainment that distracts. When structure is intentional, a talk becomes easier to follow and easier to retell, which is crucial for influence. Readers can apply this by mapping any presentation to a simple arc, the status quo, the problem, the discovery, and the new possibility, supported by concrete moments that show change happening. Thirdly, emotion, authenticity, and vulnerability as persuasion tools. Another major topic is that emotion is not the enemy of logic. It is often the pathway to it. Gallo describes how inspirational leaders build trust by sounding human and by revealing something real about their experience within appropriate boundaries. Vulnerability in this sense is not oversharing. It is the willingness to acknowledge struggle, uncertainty, or personal stakes, which signals honesty and courage. This emotional openness helps audiences identify with the speaker and makes the message feel lived rather than manufactured. The book connects authenticity with the language of everyday people, clear words, sensory detail, and moments of humor or humility that lower defenses. It also explores how emotional contrast strengthens impact, such as moving from frustration to hope or from fear to possibility. Importantly, the emotion serves the idea. The aim is not to manipulate, but to help listeners care enough to remember and act. For readers, this topic suggests practical moves. Replace abstract claims with a moment that shows what happened, name the challenge plainly, and share what was learned. When paired with respect for the audience, this creates connection without sacrificing professionalism. Fourthly, making ideas stick through simplicity, vividness, and surprise, Gallo argues that memorable speakers translate complexity into clear, concrete language. This topic focuses on techniques that help audiences grasp and retain the core idea. Simplicity starts with sharpening the main message to something that can be repeated and shared, then building supporting points that reinforce it. Vividness comes from specific examples, sensory cues, and comparisons that let people picture the concept rather than merely hear it. Surprise, used carefully, captures attention and helps a talk break through the noise, whether through an unexpected fact, a counterintuitive insight, or a dramatic contrast between what we assume and what is true. The book underscores that these elements are most powerful when they serve understanding, not gimmicks. A surprising moment should illuminate the argument, and a vivid image should clarify the takeaway. Applied in work settings, this means trimming jargon, choosing the one chart or number that matters most, and framing it in a way that highlights stakes. Readers learn to design moments that audiences can recall later, increasing the chances that an idea spreads beyond the room. Lastly, performance and delivery skills that elevate the story. Beyond writing a strong narrative, Gallo emphasizes that delivery determines whether the story lands. This topic covers the performance side of communication, voice, pacing, body language, and the thoughtful use of visuals. Effective speakers treat a talk as an experience they are creating in real time, balancing rehearsed preparation with a conversational tone. Pacing helps audiences process ideas, and strategic pauses can add emphasis without extra words. Vocal variety keeps attention and conveys emotion, while confident posture and purposeful movement signal control and sincerity. The book also implies that slides should support the speaker, not replace them. Visuals are most effective when they are simple and aligned with the point, so the audience can listen rather than read. Rehearsal is presented as essential, not for memorizing lines, but for internalizing structure, testing clarity, and refining transitions. For readers who present in meetings or on stages, this topic offers a practical mindset. Treat delivery as a craft that improves with feedback and repetition. When performance matches the message, passion becomes persuasive rather than merely enthusiastic. In conclusion, this book is well suited for professionals who present ideas for a living or for impact, managers, founders, sales leaders, marketers, educators, coaches, nonprofit advocates, and subject matter experts who need their knowledge to travel beyond their own heads. It is also valuable for anyone preparing a high-stakes talk, from a conference keynote to a team briefing, because it frames storytelling as a repeatable process rather than a mysterious talent. The main life benefit is greater clarity and confidence. By focusing on purpose, narrative structure, and authentic emotion, readers can communicate in a way that earns trust, reduces confusion, and motivates action. Those skills compound, better storytelling improves leadership, strengthens relationships, and makes career opportunities more accessible because people remember and recommend communicators who move them. Compared with many public speaking guides that emphasize tricks or rigid templates, Gallo focuses on the underlying principles behind widely recognized talks and translates them into practical choices about message, story, and delivery. The emphasis on passion connected to a clear mission helps readers avoid sounding rehearsed or generic. For readers who want their ideas to stick and spread, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support C. Gallo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.